We are now entering the park, heading for the grounds of the Trianon.
Before the French Revolution, the grounds of Versailles covered some 8,000 hectares. Though the original Grand Park, in which the king hunted with hounds, have disappeared, the grounds still amount to 800 hectares. This comprises the gardens, which stretch from the chateau to the Grand Canal, and the Petit Parc, where we are now, which extends along the broad parallel alleys from where the Grand Canal to the wooded hills in the distance. Where there were once only woods, fields, and marshland, André Le Nôtre made Louis XIV's dream a reality. By using scientific advances in the field of optics, land leveling, and hydraulics, the landscape artist created huge vistas, fashioned the countryside, mastered nature, tamed the forest, conquered and regulated space as far as the eye could see. Never before had there been gardens of such grandeur. Never had there been such a blend of discipline and fantasy. By following the central axis, one leaves a very architectural environment, with its geometrically designed parterres, to arrive in a more natural one, namely the Petit Parc. As the expression of a monarchic ideal, the garden must have astounded the Sun King's guests. But though it was a setting for sumptuous garden parties, it also contained secret, intimate groves. Set off the main paths, these small groves were planted for strolls and the entertainment of courtiers. Equally a geometrician and an artist, Le Nôtre embarked on a game of light and shade, revealing the secrets of water effects. Nothing was left to chance. From the art of tree pruning to the spacing between sculptures and ornaments, the dialogue between art and nature is constant. The Versailles Baroque Music Center, which has chosen the music you are hearing, has set out to rediscover and promote a French musical heritage, in particular that which is attached to the history of the Château de Versailles. It also organizes regular concerts in the Château.